حضرت ان سورت سجدہ اللہ تعالیٰ has said یدبر الامر من السماء الى الارض ثم يعرج الیہ فی یوم کان مقدارہ الف سنۃ مما تعدون. And then in Surah Saba, sir, Allah Ta'ala has said, قُلْ لَكُمْ مِيَادُ يَوْمٍ لَا تَسْتَاخِرُونَ عَنْهُ سَاعَةٌ وَلَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ لَا تَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Hazur, these two verses are interrelated. Would you kindly explain
how
the link?
How are they interrelated?
Hazur, this is what I want to ask you, because
this is a statement you are making. You are not asking me.
No, they are interrelated. It has been mentioned in the summary given by Malik Ghulam Farid Saab.
But how are they interrelated? Tell me.
This is one part of the question. Then I will ask.
This is your statement. It's not my statement.
So this yomin is related in both of them.
The word yom appears so many times in the Holy Quran in so many contexts. So wherever the word yom would appear, you would call it interrelationship?
You see, sir, can I read that what is bothering me?
You first read the translations of both these verses which you have quoted, and then try to make yourself clear, please.
Yes, sir. The first one, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنِ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. We will plan his ordinance from the heaven.
Just a minute. What did you say?
We will plan his ordinance from the heaven. His means Allah.
We will plan his ordinance
from the heaven into the earth. Then will it go up to him in days and duration of which is 1,000 years, according as is reckoned. This is the translation given by Malik Sahab. The other one is, save for you is the promise of a day from which you cannot remain behind a single moment, nor can you get ahead of it. And then they refer about the day of Battle of Badr in the reference. Are the day mentioned in which is recognized and acceptable in Islam as a universal faith begins. Now my question is, sir, this yawmin is translated as 1,000 years in both cases.
No. In one case it has been mentioned, in other case it is implied that it may have been 1,000 years, and those who are commenting on this verse, they imply that this may be the meaning of yom here as well. But the word yom has been used elsewhere to indicate 5,000 years instead. And another place in the same Holy Quran, it is used to indicate a period of 50,000 years. So it is anybody's guess then. Either anybody's guess or somebody who claims that in this particular context the word yom means 1,000 and not 5,000 and not 50,000 years, he has to prove his case. And in most cases, the word yom applies only to 24 hours a day. So, which one would apply where? That is the issue. And this remains to be resolved by those who make a commentary, and they have to build their own case and prove it with reference to other verses of the Holy Quran that in this particular context that connotation of the word yom is applicable and the other one is not applicable. So this is the general approach. Your question leaves everything vague and unspecified. How can I answer this question without keeping before me any particular data on which I should work? You know, this is how I have told you how you should approach this problem. So unless you quote somebody the way he argues things and tell me all the factors on which he is depending to build his case, I can neither support him nor refute him. I mean, this is just, everything is vague.
So, coming back to Tafsir Saghir, the reference and tashri given there is in Urdu. Can I read that?
Well, you may read it, but to what purpose? That is the point.
Now, you see, sir, that links these two verses. That's why I was
Have
asking.
You understood it properly?
I'm trying, really.
No, that passage to which you are referring...
Yes, sir, it's in Urdu.
Does it successfully relate these two things? You have just told me that from a particular passage in Tafsir-e-Kabir, you have come to understand that these two portions are interrelated, and you are perfectly satisfied on that head. Is that not right?
No, what I want to know is how we refer to 300 years after 1,000 years. This is the...
Which 300 years?
You see, this I'm going to...
Which have never been mentioned before.
You see, sir, this is what they say. Ek din se murad 1,000 saal, yani Islam ki tarakki ke pehle 300 saal, hadith ke mutabik mila kar, 13th sadi hijri tak ye vaada chalega.
Please, don't, we'll confuse everything. I know what you mean. Right from the start, I knew what you were hinting at. But you are asking as a question something which is not the fit subject for a... It's a separate, regular issue which needs explanation and full treatment. And instead of just simply asking that question, how the period of 1300 years is divided according to the Holy Quran and traditions into 1300 years and so on, we are confusing everything and mixing things up and making it difficult for everybody to even to understand the question, not to mention the answer.
I'm sorry.
Please. Thank you.